I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
What's up, everybody? November the 10th. We're out here, the Net Positive Podcast. Dude, absolutely stacked in the studio today.
Full house.
Everybody's here. Keely's here, the intern.
Yep.
Andrew, director of content.
Yep.
People don't know. Well, he has a different role in here.
What do you mean?
When he's on the pod, he's a personality.
Yes, and a producer.
He's the producer, when he's not, when he's answering emails, he's director of content.
Yes.
We can't say we have Andrew, director of content in here.
Right.
That's boring.
Many hats.
Yeah. Alex Lagos on the ones and twos. Also, you want to introduce our other guest?
Do I want to? I think you should do that.
Well, it's not a guest, really. It's not a guest. Lydia Fielder, ladies and gentlemen, is in the studio.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
Say hi.
Give it up.
Can you say hi?
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
Okay, that's good. Okay. She refuses. Listen, she...
Oh, it's not even true.
Hold on. Well, I was talking to Keely about this before Lydia came in, because I said back in like when I was, after I graduated from college, like... I lived in this apartment complex with a bunch of girls, like from our church and from our like community.
Yeah.
And like, I would sometimes, me and our buddy, my buddy DJ, would literally go to the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like our towels around our shoulders, and we'd knock on these girls' doors who were our friends, we'd just go to the hot tub. And they were like, no, we can't just go. A woman cannot just spontaneously get in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I guess so. If you're talking about, you have to like,
yeah. Well, you got to like do a lot of things. I got to, you got to do
your
some.
Hair up,
yeah. You can't just get in your underwear and go to the hot tub.
Yeah. We just take one pair of shorts off and put another pair of shorts on.
Yeah.
And then we,
Keely said, I need like a month in advance. Yeah.
Tan a little bit.
Yeah.
What do they have to do? You got to she said tan, shave. Yeah. So Lydia claims that she wants to be, she's good with audio.
Got
but
it.
Not video.
Okay.
She doesn't want to be on video.
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah.
We decided about 10 minutes ago last week.
Yeah. Also, we decided, I'm going to do the podcast. And then I said, you should come. So
we love
here
it.
We are.
We love it.
List stacked show, by the way.
Happy to be here.
Before we get started, we just announced 20 new tour dates.
Talk about it.
Absolutely. Let's go. We built this whole back leg of this tour based on people's comments.
Nice.
So wherever people were commenting, we're just going there.
Love that.
And I've said the same. It's the same way about the pod.
Yeah.
Like, the fans will tell you what they like.
Yes.
Like, we talk about tons of stuff.
Yep.
All day. And whatever, like, connects with people, that's what we kind of try to, like, run with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've posted stuff and people go, nah, not interested in that. But, like, what are the general themes of this pod? Your girl's conservative.
Yep.
That was, like, on episode 4, right?
Yeah. Way back.
What else? Do what you want when you popping.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive your parents. Protesting.
Yep.
Things that are like, we talk about 20 topics a day.
Yeah.
And like whatever, like we want to be obviously helpful, and we like to contribute to the conversation of society and people. Anyway, this is where we decided to go, because everybody got to come to these places. Athens, Georgia. These are all starting in April. Savannah, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Asheville, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida, Tampa, Fort Myers, Fort Collins. You know what city? You know what state that's in?
Fort Collins.
Oh, Arkansas.
No, dude.
So confident, too.
You're so confident.
Shoot, dude.
Oh, I would guess Indiana.
Fort Collins is in Colorado. Dude. Grand Junction. Grand Junction.
I knew it.
Grand Junction.
Are you asking me? Now I want to say Arkansas.
No, dude, Colorado. Come on. Boise?
What's the fort? There's a Fort something in Arkansas. What is it?
Sure there Fort
is.
Smith.
Fort Smith.
Fort Smith. Yeah. Okay. Wow, dude.
Arkansas,
he was so confident.
That was
the most confident I've ever seen, Andrew.
0 for 2, dude.
Louisville, Kentucky, Washington, D.C., Salt Lake City, Colorado Springs.
Where's that one?
Come
no,
on,
Arkansas,
baby.
Actually.
No,
Arkansas.
Steve Beard. Yeah, Colorado Springs. Sacramento, Fresno. Here we go, Andrew. Thousand Oaks.
Oh, California.
You know that off the dome?
He went to school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
There's like a lot of high school athletes that are from Thousand Oaks. Like all those guys, like they always come from Thousand Oaks.
Really good Little League baseball out there too.
Big. Yeah, that's how I'm going there. That's weird to say. Las Vegas. I don't know how the Little League is there. San Diego and Anaheim, California.
Swag.
We out here, bro.
That's a tour.
We hitting the... Well, all the other ones, dude, I said the tour we have now, these very obscure cities are like selling out for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chicago, like New York City, like we're good.
Yep.
We don't sell there.
Why is that?
We go where the people want us to.
Yeah.
Shipshawana, Indiana can't sell enough tickets.
Love
there,
it, dude.
Well, they're
both build a new
out.
Theater.
Yeah. They're like, they build it and we will come.
Yeah.
Literally, the Amish will build. I think they're building a theater just for me to come there.
It's like the World Cup when they announce it like 4 years in advance. Yeah. They're like, we're going to start building now. We'll be ready for you.
You like Google Qatar. You're like, oh, yeah. So.
And they're like, no. Look at the renderings. The renderings are what you're coming to.
Where's the show?
Yeah.
Well, it's in an Amish community. So I don't know if I think I have to when Jesus, I'm not comparing myself to Jesus.
A little bit though, now, you are, but yeah.
You know how Jesus would always preach?
Right.
He had to have been within earshot.
Wait, what?
Because there's no mics.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
I was like, within earshot of what?
Yeah, within earshot of the people. So he was always, you know where he was? He was always on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was on the bottom.
Right.
And there was a hill.
Yep.
So that's the easiest way to reach the most amount of people.
Right.
Like with that, I have the story about... if Bible characters saw therapists.
Dude, so funny.
All right, there's the one I haven't released yet. It's about David and Bathsheba.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the story?
No, not
Bathsheba
well.
Bathsheba was like, David was the king. He was in his palace. He was out on his roof.
Yeah.
And he looked.
Yes, I do know this
story. We talked about this.
Yeah.
And we looked and he saw Bathsheba like naked on her roof, like tanning.
And he was down bad, so.
Down bad.
Shot.
That's a different version of the Bible. I don't know where he says he was down bad.
He was downeth bad.
But then you, if you were like in America, like you think about that, oh, she was in private. Like, wait, there's no binoculars back then.
Yeah.
He had to have been within 50 yards.
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah.
How far do you think, Lydia, to you could see a naked woman?
I think I need to say that she was bathing, not tanning. I don't think they just.
Okay. Lydia, all right. This is not. I just say things and then everyone else in here goes, yeah. That's how this usually goes. There's no corrections happening. There's no live fact checking. All right.
Welcome to the Yes Man podcast.
Yeah, I go, you know what I'm talking about? Everyone goes, yeah. And then we just kind of go from there. So this is kind of new.
It's a new dynamic.
First off, what's David asked her? David asked her to go to the hot tub.
Which is so inconsiderate, by the way.
All right. She was what? Tanning or bathing?
Bathing.
Why did I say tanning?
Okay.
Anyway, she was like, my joke in the video is like, they're talking to Bathsheba. She's like, you didn't know the king lived next door? And he had to also have been above you.
Right.
To look like, if you live in like a shack or if you're like in you didn't know the king's palace was next door.
Yes.
And his terrace was up here.
Yeah, you know every eye line between you and that house.
And you're just out there bathing on your roof. Like, it's always painted as, like, Bathsheba was, like, the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm going to call you on that.
Yeah.
You didn't know the king was, like, off duty.
She's the original thirst trapper. Is that what you're saying? She was in real life thirst trapping.
Yeah, she was. She's like, and then TMZ shows up at her house. I was just like bathing. I didn't know.
I do this for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I post those pics for me.
I was stressed. Okay. All right. We'll post your. She was going to have a documentary coming out.
So this one day.
Anyway, we got a lot to get to in the pod.
A lot.
We were going to discuss. We're going to discuss the Liberty documentary. Yep. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe if we get there.
The Kyrie.
Yep.
Comments, Kyrie Irving comments, maybe. And I have a couple other funny I want to get to the Elon Musk and Twitter.
No doubt.
Also, but top of the list, most important.
Right.
Controversy.
Yeah.
From last week.
Huge.
The reason why Lydia's in the studio. No, that's not really. She didn't know about this. She has to defend herself because I said that she has pet rats.
Right.
And you said some people, and listen, I'll defend you. For life. You know, I don't know about for life. I just said that on the podcast, but I'll defend. Like, you know, we're together for like, no.
Whoa.
sorry. Cut this part out. I'll defend you, but I don't know if I, but you might have to be on your own on this one.
Okay, with the rats. Preface this with, first of all, I didn't know that's why I was here.
No, I didn't know either, actually. But yeah, Lydia, I said Lydia might come through the podcast, and she goes, "Oh, we have some people have commented."
Yeah.
So basically, last week we said, if you missed last week's episode, I said my girlfriend has pet rats
right.
at her house, and everybody said that was a red flag,
big time.
And then,
oh, you're acting like you didn't contribute to that.
No, I was like, hey, listen, guys, don't talk about my girlfriend like that, please.
Yeah. You can check the tape; it's there.
Okay. So what do you first of all, do you have any opening comments, or should we just get to these comments and you defend yourself?
Well, I do want to start out by saying I have not listened to the things that were said. I have no idea what was talking.
See how she just does that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, how I just
smart.
That,
yes. That's
yeah.
smart.
Yeah.
So
first of all, she was bathing, not panning. Right.
I don't know what I'm about to walk into, but I understand that. Rats is a little jarring, but also John has met said rats.
I have met the rats.
Okay,
so. This is the any couple that is listening to this podcast is going to relate to this, because we don't really get in fights, but we like sometimes have like disagreements.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think we've ever
been in a fight, but
fighting okay. right now, starting a fight right now. Right.
I don't want to surprise you with this, but we flew to Lydia just moved to Nashville.
Yep.
So she lives in Arkansas for the longest time. So we're flying on a Southwest flight.
Mm-hmm.
You know where this is going. And she goes,
"No, I don't."
Last time I flew Southwest, I had an assigned seat. I go, "No, you didn't."
Yeah, no. That's
you
like
didn't.
That's their thing.
She goes, "No." I go, "No." Like, "No." And I was just like, that's the kind of things that we go, we just like with the Raising Cane's thing.
Yes.
I go, what? And then we just like, no, any couple that's like listening to this podcast is going to relate, because we have never had a disagreement of relevance.
Like of substance.
Of if the answer matters.
Right.
Never once.
Right.
Never once has like the answer been relevant to anything.
Yeah, because we're not going to so adamantly take sides if we actually want to come to an agreement.
Yeah, no, but she goes, I was on the last time I flew Southwest, because she doesn't fly Southwest from Arkansas, never goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So she would have no, she went, when's the last time you flew Southwest? 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah, I was probably to come see you like 9 months ago.
Okay.
I think I figured it out. I think it might have been like a flight operated by Southwest or something, because it was out of... It was out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I swear.
I don't think that.
I have never in my life gotten in line at a
you got in line.
Little thing to sort your numbers out.
Hey, you're doing well, Lydia. You're doing well.
It's very
we get
foreign
it.
To me.
Yeah, I never so gotten I in a line. All right. No. Wow.
Well, you didn't either. Yeah, you refused.
I never get in a line. All right. Well, we'll discuss the rats, and then Lydia can watch the episode in peace.
I have questions, first and foremost, before we even go to any comments. How long have you had the rats?
Okay.
I'll start soft.
It's the best episode we've ever
had. I just have to give a background.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had legitimate pet rats when I was in ninth grade.
Define legitimate
pet rats. As opposed to.
And then define illegitimate pet rats.
Yeah. Guys.
I came by these pet rats, honestly, because I wanted them in high school. I had three I had one, and then she needed a friend. So I got her a friend, Millie and Maisie. And then Millie died, and I was devastated. She's buried in my parents' backyard.
Whoa, this is not helping any of your cause, I don't think. The rat needed a friend.
I am who I am, okay? I've got to own this. And then we got Mocha. Anyway, so she was a Dumbo rat. She had big floppy ears like Dumbo the elephant.
That's the most excited I've ever seen my girlfriend.
And it was so
She was devastated. And then
I was a poor little ninth grader, and I got home and Millie was dead.
And
by myself, and she was my best friend.
And this flack you're receiving here is new to you, because this never happened in high school. No one in high school was like,
why
does the girl from geography class have rats? That never came up.
No, people knew that I was normal. So then it was like, hey, Lydia has pet rats. It must be fun.
Like a thing.
Yeah, I was doing a thing. Like I drove like a little Suzuki, and people called it the dress. Like I was, I don't know. It's very
people
like,
call, don't hey don't skip yeah, over that. The what? Yeah. Don't skip over that. People called it the what? She goes. People called it the anyway. You get it.
I don't know the they dragon because it had like swirls down the side. What I'm saying is
none of this is helping.
At Dude, all. You're the coolest person I've ever met in my life, and I don't mean that sarcastically.
She's like, no, but I was like doing it like ironically.
It was a bit.
No, my granddad gave me the car for free, and he passed it down. He had decals on the side. So anyway, it was just a very like unique personality, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's the same. This I put on this shirt, and Lydia goes, "Are you doing that like as a thing, or are you like doing that sincerely?"
I had to ask if he really like, because you can buy guests at like Ross.
But that's like an ongoing thing with us. Like, are you wearing Crocs like to do a thing?
Yeah.
Or like sometimes I wear like the glasses with no lenses or like it's usually surrounding like fashion. Yeah. But like if you go to like a NASCAR race or like a, let's say something more like a rodeo or like a bull riding. Are you like doing a thing?
Yeah. Is this a bit? Because I need to know how to react to this.
Like, are you like doing this?
Like in high school,
ironically,
right?
Or in high school, I wore instead of Toms. My mom, we didn't want to pay full. So I'm not trying to like put my mom out here, but I wore Bob's by Skechers.
Wait, Bob's does not donate a pair every time you buy them.
Skechers, and I think they did. They had like a charitable.
When you buy a pair of Bob's, they go down to Third World Country and take them from a kid.
They go, "Yo, who here got Toms?
Yeah, actually,
yeah, we'll take
the
those.
Bob's are like
we're
the
Bob's
that were returned from the Third World Country.
Yeah,
they're straight from Honduras, and they're on my feet.
They're like, Bob's. Yeah, they would. They're like literally. They're like, hey, kids in sweatshops made this. Yeah. We're just gonna say this is forced labor that made these. Yeah, it's Bob's. Yeah.
So anyway, so yes, I was that like that personality.
But,
so I was doing a thing.
But you knew about Toms.
Yes.
And so you're wearing them as like, yeah, I know what Toms are.
Right.
But and were Toms expensive? The shoes that for third world
I think they're like
kids?
$40.
It's like $60 a pair. Like made out of cloth. Ninth grade, and you're growing. Your parents aren't trying to.
Don't
buy
try to say that you're okay, Lydia. Yeah, we were growing.
All right. Let's
get to some of the comments.
There's honestly not a ton. Of comments giving you flack for it. So you might be better off. But in this studio, we had issues.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you'd choose rats.
You know what's annoying about this already? Is that people are going to take her side. They're going to be like, we defend her.
Well, the rats, I'll finish the story out by saying the rats that I have now, my mom got on Facebook, whatever marketplace, and she was scrolling through and she felt really bad because there's this girl from the local, like, laboratory science program trying to get rid of these rats, and if not they're gonna die or something. And so my mom told her she would take two, and she thought they were gonna be nice and kind and loving like normal
you know, like normal rats.
Also if people know about rats, they're actually very smart. They're the cleanest rodents. They
spend the legitimate ones.
We bought them at Petco anyway.
Yeah.
So my mom goes, I have to tell you something. I got on Facebook Marketplace last night and I told this lady we would take her rats. So we're going to pick them up right now. And she cornered me at dinner. And so we had to do that. So those rats, they don't have names.
Hey, playing the victim.
They don't have names. I don't touch them. They're not very nice. Poor things. They're like lab rats. So my mom.
They're tortured.
Yeah, they're not tortured.
Yeah, so they're not really mine.
So
they're
whenever you come to
my parents' house
to talk to them, they're like try to hide.
Yeah.
Because they've been
stabbed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because so my mom thought she would be doing like, she would think that I would take to them because I used to have rats. Mm. And 7 years later or longer, they're there at the house and I just leave them alone.
Well, so. Courtney Wyckoff on Instagram says, rats' thick tails gross me out.
Okay, yes. That is something you have to get over. The tail is gross.
what do you mean?
It's like true love. You got to compromise on some things. That's what this is.
That's just part of the package.
The tail is kind of gross. It is a rat tail. They're cute otherwise. Think of like a little, like a bigger,
don't try to say
mouse.
Like ratatouille.
That's Remy. Think of Remy.
Okay. Think of Remy. No. Yeah. Well,
yeah, you have to clean the tail.
So when you
sometimes.
Move to Nashville, you do not bring
no.
She wanted to.
They're not even my pet
this
rats.
This is a big development in the story.
Oh, that she doesn't have them currently.
That is big.
Yeah, yeah. She wants. Do you want to get them though?
No.
You don't want
to? I never wanted them in the first place. When my mom brought them to her house, I said, please give it back. And then she was worried that she was going to try to get rid of them and someone was going to feed them to snakes.
Yeah, she said, hey, on Facebook Marketplace, I got two free rats.
Mm-hmm.
A guy with a python is going to go, I'll pick them up.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, yes.
Goes, I'll be right over.
That's exactly what happened.
I'll be right over.
And my mom loves animals. So
now we can't get rid of them.
We can't get rid of them because she's worried that someone's going to feed them to their snake. So
When you sign up to be like a foster parent, they come over and like interview you.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, do you have a nice enough house? Do you like, can you prepare food? Can you like clean and bathe the kids and get them to school?
These people were like, here's the cage and all the toys and all the food, yeah. Which is a bit, that's a red flag.
No, but I'm saying if your mom was trying to get rid of them, she has to go over to the person that she has to inspect. Is there any like
snakes here?
Yeah. Is there any snakes here?
Shout out Amy Fielder. She takes care of.
She's like, we chickens, want the rats. Dogs, we'll cats. See.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come over and interview.
So with the problems in New York where they're having just rat infestation, are you on the side of the rats?
Okay. No. Rats that run around on the street that you see that are giant, carrying off children sometimes.
Right.
Those are disgusting.
The ones in the subway.
Those are the illegitimate rats.
Those are illegitimate rats.
Got it.
Do I need to talk about, I can make it quick. How I came by them in the first place.
You don't have to explain to us. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Because you were going to ask that, right?
Yeah.
The first rats or the second?
The whole reason was because I was in ninth grade. I was in Petco with my mom and she was getting dog food or something. We walked, you know how they have the open, you can look at like the gerbils and the chinchillas mice. Well, I was looking and they have rats and they're little baby, like small. My mom goes, huh, Lydia, you want some pet rats? Like as a joke.
Wow.
And
don't paint your mom in this light.
No.
Lydia, you want some pet rats?
No. She was joking, being sarcastic. She's like, there you go, Lydia. Would you want a pet rat? And then she walked off. And that whole night I was like, maybe I do. And then I started Googling about rats and I did this whole research thing. And I told my mom the next day, listen, you can train them. They'll learn their names. They're clean. You can teach them tricks.
As you can do with any other pet.
Yeah.
Yes. But we already had dogs, cats, birds. Like,
it was just next on the list.
Guinea pigs.
That's the next on the progression. Fish.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so then I told my mom the next day, I was like, I think I want rats. It's like a $10 purchase. And we got them. And they all rode around on my shoulder. Yeah. They like.
$10 rats is
they
pretty
knew
good.
Their
dude.
Names. That's
like,
great.
It's like when you get like a tattoo, like where do you start on tattoos? You start on the ankle with like a, like some ivy for a girl.
Yeah. I was going to say, no, you don't.
And then you go to like, well, let me get one top half somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Ribs.
And then ultimately, if you keep going, you're going to go Post Malone.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go teardrop on the face.
Yeah. Barbed wire across the forehead.
That's a rat.
Okay. That's, I get it.
That's
what I get it now.
No one starts with a rat.
Right.
No one goes, I want to get a rat. But what she's saying is the progression of animals. Animal people, I'm sure, will be on board with you.
So it's only rats are only a red flag if you start at
rats. If you start at rats, yeah.
Okay.
Also, they're not just like plain and brown. Like Millie was white with brown spots. Maisie was a Rex rat.
These are like artisanal rats.
Yeah,
these
are breeds.
I don't know what
they're
that word
breeds.
Means, but that sounds like that's what they are.
Maisie had curly blonde hair.
Yeah.
And then Mocha was a Dumbo rat. Like I said, she had big floppy ears. If you Google Dumbo rat, it's actually super cute.
Jury's sure it's still out.
Dumbo rat. You pull it up and
boom. What else did we...
See, look how cute that. Oh, no, don't go to
that's
that
a mouse.
One. That one. That's what she looked like.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel
just
that.
Just like that.
All right.
That's not what yours look like, but
yep,
I can feel
it. That
yeah.
Well, that's not what the one my the lab
never,
rats my mom. Because
I've never seen them
because
they're buried inside the thing and they never come out.
They're terrified.
What else we got on the news, buddy?
All right. We're good on that then.
No, we're not good on it. Oh, also, we got to. We'll do it at the end of the episode.
Yes.
Absolutely groundbreaking. The biggest news we've ever had in the history of this pod. We cannot forget that.
Yes.
Okay.
We won't
forget that. Right. We put out, always looking for the net. What's the net positive in the rat situation, by the way? It's good for the rats.
It's good for the rats. We're saving rats.
The rats are still alive.
Yeah.
You know what? We're just exposing people to other ways of life.
All right. Yeah.
Perspective.
Sure.
Okay. So we put out this week on my Instagram. It was like, hey, if you have a situation that you're looking for the net positive in, because that's what we try to do.
Right.
We're looking for the net positive. The video submissions are open.
Yes.
And available.
Wide open.
And we got a significant amount.
Yes, we did.
And we're going to talk one of them. We're going to get to the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely groundbreaking. the best information I've ever received on this
I'm
podcast.
So excited.
All right. Yeah. Other things we got to get to before we go. Did you see that SNL? I wrote down the SNL. There's an SNL bit. Look it up.
Okay.
About big dumb hats. This is what, like, we've talked about this before. All right. There it is right there. You don't. We don't have to discuss it.
Sure.
We don't have to watch it. All right. So SNL did this bit about basically like girls in fall.
Oh, I'm in. I'm so in on this topic.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Already. You can pause it. So it's like Amy Schumer. But somebody. It's like. All right. What SNL? Like, dude, we've been covering this topic on socials.
Yes.
For 7 years.
Yes.
7 years. That is a hack topic.
Yep.
Like and I wouldn't even take credit for it. I think the girls in fall. I think Trey.
Yeah.
Trey. I was gonna say that Trey's like the leader of it. I've done girls in fall. Like, there's a Instagram. I would probably say 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I was like, we love bonfires. Yeah. We love scary movies and like pumpkins. Like, and that. Like, SNL is so, it's like, I always say, like, people like, hey, get like a CPA, because a CPA is going to do your taxes better than the government.
Yeah.
The government cannot close the loopholes fast enough that the people can move.
Yep.
So the people go, oh, we're going to do this. And like 3 years later, there's legislation that finally blocks that. And the people are going to be ahead of it.
Always.
Always. And that's what television has fallen behind.
Mm.
Because so we've done that.
Yeah.
That's not like the influencer hat. I've made that video.
Yes.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, like the internet is like, Saturday Night Live is like catching up.
Are they getting dragged for this? This is so dumb.
They're getting crushed for it. Yeah.
Good.
Well, it's not funny, first of all.
No.
But like, I go, what? That's why like the socials, I make all these sketches on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
All these internet sketches. And I've talked about this before. My agent, I go, I want to have like a Key and Peele or like a Chappelle show type show.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so we're going to have 4 sketches a show. We're going to put, and it's going to be on like CMT or Comedy Central on Thursday night at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, that's like going back in time.
Yes.
He's like, you get millions more views now and you can make it and it can be up. Remember we talked about that guy that made the Queen Elizabeth joke? The next day, he goes, Queen Elizabeth died. What did he say? Fentanyl.
Fentanyl. It's hilarious. Getting everybody. Yeah.
But like, if you made a Queen Elizabeth joke now, it's done. So you're like I would imagine, you should look up, can we look up the weekly Saturday Night Live schedule? Would that be on the internet anywhere? Like if something happens on Tuesday, is that too late for the Saturday show? Does that make sense?
Oh, like when they go in to shoot all this stuff?
The dress rehearsal is on Friday. The final write is probably Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, they got to be at least a week behind. They have to. I mean, it's
TV. If something
TV.
Happens that week, can they get it on that weekend's show?
I don't know. Here's the real answer.
I don't know.
I don't know because I don't watch.
Nobody does.
And I think if they were getting things on the same week, I'd watch. I think I'd know about it and I'd watch. So there's no way they can.
There's no way. And then like we made a joke. I was already last night I did a joke at New Material Monday at Zany's.
Yeah.
About going to vote.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm doing Dayton this weekend. I go, I'd have to do the joke this weekend and then put it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because next week it's done.
Right.
And I said, hey, are y'all going to vote tomorrow? I did early voting. And last night it was topical and it's expiring.
Yep.
But if you're like, I have this voting bit and then I do, like if I have a Comedy Central show before the season, you go, I'm going to do these 25 sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be very evergreen because they can't be topical.
Right.
So then like any, that's why any like sitcom you see.
Yeah.
It's like, just now they're starting to have like Trump jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, dude.
Yeah.
We're way past that.
Yeah. It's definitely 7 years ago in the set because that was like 2015 when the influencer boom was going on.
Yeah.
Like blogger hats. And it's not exclusive to just comedians doing stuff.
No.
Everybody talks about that.
It's done.
Yeah.
Like what, when you, I've talked about this before. When I go, I would like to ask everybody in here, when you go check into a hotel, do you turn on the TV? Keely, you do. And you, would you look on your phone or no? Do you like switch, go through the TV to like, for something to watch?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Instead of your phone? You don't like it. All right. What do you do?
I just put it on ESPN.
And then look at your phone?
Yep.
Andrew? Go to ESPN. That's what I do. I go to the Golf Channel during the day, ESPN at night.
Yep.
And then lay out. Sometimes if like if the TV, like remember like you used to see like this, like on the interstate, there was like HBO, like on the, for the hotel.
Yeah.
They were like motel, HBO, refrigerator.
Yeah.
Now if like the TV didn't work, I don't think I'd go to the front desk.
Well, now they all just say free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because that's what the people want.
I don't ever usually turn the TV on unless
you don't even turn it on.
There you go.
Also, I don't mean to put you out again, Lydia,
but that's why you're here. So
Lydia goes, who's Herschel Walker?
I did not say who is Herschel. That is so false. At the forefront,
I go, what?
Political candidate, Herschel Walker.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, that's the guy running for, I go, the Heisman Trophy winner?
No, oh, he's running.
I said the Heisman. Right, right, right.
Keely, do you know who that is? Oh, my.
Dude. I don't know who it is either.
Wow, dude. Just you and me out here?
Yeah, we out here.
Well, you are. You have a few years.
Yeah, a few years. Dang, dude. Herschel. Yeah. All right. Well, the point of like, somebody tagged me in it because they're like, John, your bit.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's not, first of all, it's not good. But like.
The hat thing you're talking about.
Yeah, with the Saturday Night Live. Yeah. I go, what, and no disrespect, it's hard to be a comedian. It's yeah. hard to make jokes for a living. So yeah. anybody that's a writer on Saturday Night, I think we have a friend, KC, Shornima, that's been on my shows, that is a writer on Saturday Night Live.
Cool.
Hopefully she didn't write this bit because I do like Casey a lot. But I go, this
it's
is
also like their hands are tied.
Also, hands are tied.
You know yeah, what I mean? Yeah, so it's 100%. Like Casey could come up with an unbelievable bit and they could have said, eh, we got to go with hats. It's safe.
Yeah, we got to go with hats. Yeah, we're doing hats this week.
Yeah. yeah.
I can't imagine how many advertisers like are on NBC.
Oh my God.
That you're like,
man.
Nope, 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 nope. Yeah. Which is also, why the internet's great.
Yeah.
It's not the most democratic, but there's less hands in the pockets.
Yeah. It's more meritocracy.
That's a better way to say
it. If it's good, it does well.
And somebody says something like you're like, we always say this, like somebody that's like, dude, that is just an unbelievable. I can't repost this, but like, I'm going to send it to my buddy.
Yeah.
Cause you're like, gosh, like somebody sent my buddy, Justin Donnelly. He sent me a TikTok and he goes, go to the comments. And it's just, I feel like some of the greatest things I've ever done in my comedy career or bits I've ever posted that have been the most, I will never touch the brilliance that is the TikTok comment section.
They're better than the content a lot of the time.
My gosh, dude. He's just, I just like, dude, I can't.
I don't know if I've ever watched a TikTok without going to the comments.
100%.
Like that's part of the experience.
And sometimes if one's like, something's on your feed and the comments, you're like, I think I know where these comments are going. Mm-hmm. It's only there because of the comments.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
You posted something, your car note.
Oh, yeah.
The note that you found in your car. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, you said you had
I've been dying to hear about this.
Okay. I posted, so I have a 1989 Mustang Fox body that's painted as the color of American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Flames that are in the color of American flag.
Like Lydia's car from high school.
So yeah. Similar. Yeah.
Apple doesn't fall far.
Similar.
I get it now. Well, now I get it.
The dragon.
Who the apple? Who's the apple falling? You from me?
Weird. I don't like that. Wrong expression.
Hey, that's how podcast goes. We don't edit it.
Hey, it's here it is, man.
Yeah.
Take us or leave us.
So, okay. Well, there's context that you don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So I was going down to the All-American 400, which is the NASCAR, or not the NASCAR, but the auto racing, or my car.
Yeah.
And I go, I want to drive the Mustang down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove it down there. It's right next to the soccer field.
Yeah.
So you know, like that dog park right there on the corner?
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay. And that huge, there's that huge area, like soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the parking.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove onto there to park. And then the car died on Saturday night. So perfect. The car's dead. It won't start.
Great.
So I walked home. But now, so Sunday morning, you have like soccer league out there.
Yep.
And there's this.
This Stars and Stripes flamed car just parked.
Only thing out there in the middle of this, in the middle of, it's not in the middle of the soccer field.
The kids probably showed up and were like, cool.
They're like, but I got it.
What is that?
But I got to go. All right. If you're like, if you let people park out here and it's a auto race. You have to assume somebody's going to get drunk or a car is going to still be there.
Yeah.
The next morning.
But yours was the only one?
Only one. And it was gated off. Yeah. And so the notes, so I got to the car and then the next day to try to jumpstart it. And there's a note on there that said, what did it say? Do you have it or do I have
it? I don't have it.
Okay.
It looks like a little sticky note or a little piece of paper.
Well, a lot of people had a million comments because it was on notebook paper.
Mm-hmm.
And the notebook, it said, cool car. You must be a true patriot.
Written
with a marker.
What color?
Purple.
So
cool
purple
car, marker. Exclamation point. You must be a true patriot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do y'all think this is sincere?
Right.
Or sarcastic?
Right.
And the comments were out of hand.
Dude, it could go either way. This is why I DM'd you and was like, yo, we have to talk about this. This could go either way. And I thought about it a lot.
I know. So did I. All right. What do you have to say?
It could go the way of genuine. It is a cool, they do think it's a cool car. They do think you must be a true patriot because that's the only type of person who's leaving a note on your car.
On a car. All right. I have it right here.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. We'll put it on.
But it's cool car, exclamation point. You must be a true American patriot on notebook paper that is torn off. And so this is the what they had resourceful to them.
Yeah.
And it's at now the soccer stadium, if it's the next morning, is very progressive. But Saturday night,
right,
it's hillbillies,
right,
rednecks.
Right.
And that car, by the way, is me doing a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Then Lydia, I think you asked me that too. I go, I'm going to buy this Mustang. She's like, for like a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or like...
Or do you actually...
But the line is blurred. Because I do like the
car. At this point, you don't know?
I don't know either sometimes. Like, I don't know. I don't know why.
But
yeah.
You did tell him how you dressed to go get it.
Oh, I dressed in like a cutoff.
Right. I listened to that episode.
In like a cutoff flannel. And like with brought my gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do... Yeah.
On the other hand, this is written on a piece of notebook paper.
Piece of notebook paper.
With purple marker, which, I don't know, that sounds like somebody who might carry a notebook to write daily affirmations.
It might be more
of a progressive person.
Because red pen
and in
is,
that case,
red
it's sarcastic.
Red is too aggressive.
Right.
Because I've heard that they use purple to grade kids' papers now because red, they're going to have like a
ooh.
That was on my first comedy special ever. The red, they're going to have like a complex by seeing red.
Oh, interesting.
And they're like, it's too like negative. So purple is like more inclusive of a color.
Okay.
So
we're just choosing to ruin purple instead of red. Yeah, nice. All right. I guess.
Basically what we needed to decide, if we go into the head of this person.
Yeah.
And if it was written on Saturday night, it's sincere. I think Sunday morning coming out to the soccer game, why is this American flag car in the on the field?
Yeah.
We have to kick around.
So
this
it
car.
Comes, it comes, yeah.
Stay there.
It comes down to when was the note left?
When was the note written? Because we had to get a tow truck to go onto the field.
But did you have to stop the soccer games?
I'll be honest, I made my assistant. I didn't make her go do it. But I go, I don't want to be a part of that.
I don't know why you keep saying we.
I go, hey, you got to get this car towed off the soccer field. I'm not going down there on Monday afternoon when the kids are practicing. Like, hey, sorry.
Hey, I don't know what you thought you were doing for your Sunday, but this is what you're doing today.
You must be a true American patriot.
Was it interrupting or in the way of their practices or games? And people had to park around it and stuff? 1,000% that is a sarcastic.
Kind of. It was off to the side. You didn't have to like kick around it.
Wow, like this is our field and our this is
cool car.
You must be a true patriot.
You must be a true patriot. Yeah. Exactly.
Was it Sparkly Joe?
No, I looked for that too. I tried to see.
No, Sparkly
it could be
Joe.
A college student. I thought more of it.
Because the guy that thinks this is sincere doesn't have a purple marker.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like a small size. That's a small size notebook too.
I'll text this to you guys to put in the
We'll put it in the episode. Yeah,
you must everybody be a true.
Let us know what you think, everybody.
All right, cool car. You must M capitalized, B capitalized, a true capitalized American patriot. So it's like the title of a book. Cool car, you must be a true American patriot. I'm taking it as
you should name your special that.
Yeah, true American patriot. Yeah, that's hilarious. Speaking of America, This is not a very good segue, but I wanted to talk about Elon Musk and Twitter.
Yeah.
Dude.
What's your take?
Okay. Well, I don't really have...
It's getting wild.
It's getting wild. All right. Twitter is wild, but I don't really want to... You say what you want about Elon Musk.
Sure.
I don't think I'm here to get into the weeds of that.
Yeah.
But what I want to roast, and other people have done this, is the celebrities... celebrities are the worst, dude. The worst. Like, how can I make this situation about me? And like, all right, I've been guilty of this myself, mm-hmm. and I think all of people in my fans of mine, people on this podcast, my agents, my people on our PR team,
yep.
like, you know who the only person on our entire team to keep referencing my cancellation is?
Who?
Me.
Mm.
No one cares.
Yep.
They don't. It was like a traumatic situation for me.
Right.
Everyone in the, they go, all right.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It was part of our job.
Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. We handled it.
Yeah.
Like everyone at the show, I mentioned it at the show. People come to the meet and greet all the time. Like, dude, we had no idea. We had to Google that.
Yeah.
Because I live in my world.
Yeah.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
All day, every day. And like, I think by default, we all probably do this on some level. We think everyone else lives in our world.
Absolutely.
Like I had a buddy that
main character energy.
Yeah, big main character. That's a good way to say it. Like my buddy goes, if one of my TikToks doesn't do well, I go back in and delete it.
Mm.
Because as if everybody's scrolling your feed.
Tracking your stats. Hey, you see John's TikTok this week? It flopped.
Like no one's doing that.
Only did 180K views.
No, who would like, but we do that.
Yes.
But so you think other people are doing that.
Right.
People go, the people at the show go, I don't know. I like a couple of John's videos. And then he announced that he was coming to Memphis. And I was like, I live in Memphis. And I looked at my calendar and I'm free that night. I was like, I'll go. That's it.
Simple.
That's it. Yeah. And if he said something wildly out of pocket, I might be like, I'll sit this one out. I'll maybe go next year.
Yeah.
But that's
like, it.
After every comedy show, people leave. And go, you want to go to Red Door?
Yeah.
Like, there's not, I'm breaking down my whole set.
Yes.
Like, I had but other people are not. I had a joke last night on the show about, I go, you know that trans swimmer?
Yeah.
That he was, and I was like, well, I go, I have some jokes that don't work. I'm going to identify as female for this bit
mm-hmm.
and do the joke.
Yep.
But I'm a female.
Right.
And the bit bombed.
Right.
But of course it did.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, it did. Of course. Yeah,
yeah. We never talked about that.
We're yeah. Sure that. No, I didn't. But then, but there's two jokes that are new that I liked and they worked, and I'll build those out this week and I'll take them to Dayton.
Yep.
But no one else, they're got that guy, that last guy was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, can I get another margarita, please?
Yes, dude. Yeah, and what about my cheese dip, yeah. dude? Do you have any honey mustard yeah. back there?
So these celebs are doing that. Making it all about them.
Well, okay, these celebrity, all these like, and I'm not here to judge anybody's like letter of celebrity, like A-list, B-list, C-list.
Sure.
But
we might.
Celebrities starting to leave Twitter after Elon Musk's takeover.
Yeah.
I never heard of any of these people. And also, before we get into these people, well, all right. Like, Elon Musk is... big to everybody.
Yeah, dude.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Like this one says,
you never heard of this person?
This person?
So this is a tweet from Shonda Rhimes.
Okay. Who's that?
She's one of the biggest showrunners, I think, of all time, right?
Okay.
She like owns Thursday Night on ABC.
Okay.
She created Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
She says, not hanging around for whatever Elon has planned. Bye.
As with the gall of someone that thinks Elon Musk has a staff meeting and goes, guys,
yeah,
hold on. Before we go with this new content moderation policy, before we talk about free speech, let's get to the Shonda Rhimes tweet.
Yeah.
Like, again, I don't know her, but she lives in her, but I'm a victim of it too. Live in your own world.
Yep.
And then you like, and not even a stance of what she likes or doesn't like.
Yeah.
Just not sticking around to see, dude. I'm not sticking around to see. Bye.
Yeah, just I'm out.
Because Elon Musk says something that's not within your box of safety. Mm-hmm. Okay. With, not sticking around for whatever this is. Bye. Just imagine posting that, dude. These are the same people, by the way, that says, if Donald Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah. I would wonder if you went through Shonda Rhimes' tweets, if she tweeted something.
She did.
Like
she did. You don't have to go
back
and
look. A lot of people did.
Like, hey, like, and I, listen, I'll tell you this. I, like, in 2019, I've thought about, I have 175,000 Twitter followers, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not super active on there anymore. I've thought about, in times when it was not, the PR was not good for me on Twitter, making this announcement.
Mm-hmm.
I have thought about it.
Yep.
But then I'm gonna have backtrack that.
Right.
When something pops off on there, just, you can just.
When you need it.
Go dark for a second. Delete it off your phone. I've done that for months at a time.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, what about the fact that this is even being covered? That's where I get annoyed. Because people are gonna people. That's what we're gonna do. Because yeah. You know, there's also people with two followers out there
people
tweeting these exact
people.
Things too.
Yeah.
But they're not getting reported.
And what? Yeah. What
I don't know why we care what people.
People
think.
Are gonna people.
Why do we care?
It's the same with It's same with the protesters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why people do we care what people think?
Because they haven't forgiven their parents. They're going through a tough time. I don't know how to speak to that person specifically, but
sure.
Okay. Well, Sarah
Bareilles.
Song by the end.
Yep.
And the saying is say, and the wheels fall off. Promise me.
Oh, that's not the Sarah Bareilles song. I know.
Be brave.
Oh, yeah, be brave. Yeah,
that
yeah,
song
yeah.
rules.
Yeah.
That's her, right?
She did. Yeah, she did love song too. Love song.
Say what you want to say. I messed that all up. And the wheels fall off.
Let the words fall out.
Let the words fall out. Yeah. Say what you want to say. Let the words fall out. Promise me. Honestly, promise me I want to see you be free.
Be brave.
All right. Well, yeah. That song does rule, though. All right. What did she say?
We're going to get copyright struck. That was so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're going
to
get right on key.
To your defense, I don't know who any of these other people are.
All right. Hold on. What did Sarah Bareilles say?
Sarah Bareilles says, "Welp, it's been fun, Twitter. I'm out. See you on other platforms, peeps. Sorry, this one's just not for me." Heart emoji, prayer hands emoji.
Please. This one's just not for me.
Sarah, you're right. It's not for you.
Yeah. But
this is what the plan was, by the way.
I think what Elon wants. Yeah.
He wants these people to leave.
Remember when Dave Chappelle like said all that stuff that was like triggering to trans people and then they like protested? Like that was his plan.
Yeah.
Everyone
watched the special.
Hey, yeah. Hey, remember when like Donald Trump said some things that were like out of pocket and then everybody on the left was like, I'm offended by this. I want to go like. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You did exactly what he was hoping you would do.
Yep.
Be triggered. Unfortunately, and Elon Musk, I'm a comedian, and he has said some things that are out of pocket.
For sure.
Way out of pocket.
Yeah, the first comment on this post is, quote, celebrities.
That's
421
that's
likes.
That's the embarrassing part. Yeah. Right.
Who are these, quote, celebrities right. leaving famous, question mark? Every comment is like, who are these people?
That's so embarrassing. All right. This first one, Tia
Leone. Tia Leone.
Hi, everyone. All right. Well, let's stop there. Let's stop there on your first hi, everyone. Okay.
Like it's a mass email.
Yeah. Like the world.
Hi,
is
all.
Like, what does Tia Leone have to say? Hi, everyone.
Let's see what Ja Rule has to think.
Let's see what Ja Rule, the famous Dave Chappelle line. I'm coming off Twitter today. Let's see where we are when the dust settles. Meaning.
Might be back.
I'll be back, dude.
I'm going to leave that door open
I'll
just
be
in case.
Back. Hey, let's just, can we have a days since Tia Leone has tweeted? Put that down. Write that down somewhere.
Okay.
Days since Tia Leone has tweeted. And we'll see. How long until she's back?
Do you want, this was she tweeted that on October 29th at 11:06 a.m. Do you think she's tweeted since then?
Guarantee. Guarantee. Oh, no.
I'm
going to
say no.
You say no?
I'm going to go no. Right. That's not that long ago.
Oh, my. Guarantee. I don't know. What do you say?
Nope. Her account does not exist.
Wow.
So she's sticking to it.
Okay. So you can delete it?
Yeah. You can archive your account.
Yeah, because some guy, there was this guy that got canceled for something, and he's like, he is gone.
Yeah.
Which is soft.
To so just straight delete?
To just delete. And the I will say to delete your account and to turn off comments.
Mm-hmm.
Soft.
Turning off comments is dumb.
Soft.
Yeah.
Because that's like, I hate to say it, but like, don't play with adults then.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with adults.
Yeah.
Really? Or these kids are bigger than you.
Yeah. Dude.
These kids are bigger than you. Sorry, you can't play with the big kids.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name from? Is that Christian? I can't even think of it now. It's the Christian website that he like, it's like very like, woke and like progressive, and then like the woke I hate to use the word woke because it comes for everybody. Eventually it's coming for
it
like cannibalizes itself,
right?
Like no one's too, you can't be too far ahead of it. It'll come for you.
Yeah.
And they came for him, and then he just like gone. He's what? You're gone? Or when you post something that I feel like sometimes people like moderate their comments. I do know some pastors, Lydia, for sure, that moderate their comments, that delete ones that are like, come on, bro.
Really?
Yes. You think or no? We don't have to mention any names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you and I have been scrolling and have
seen them. Yeah, but then.
There's no opposition out of millions of people who follow you.
No, right. But I leave all mine.
Yeah.
I've every once in a while I'll say one that when it's about someone else in my video, that's like an actress that they sent something inappropriate about them.
You'll defend
them. I'll delete it. But it's also, this is my, I can do whatever I want. It's my page.
Yeah.
If it's going to hurt, that's something that's untrue and I don't, but if someone says, I don't like this video or this guy's stupid or this, that not funny.
Mm-hmm.
I leave that up.
Yeah.
Because that just makes them look dumb. It really does.
Yeah.
But like these, oh no, what do we got? Another one?
Ken Olin says, hey all. Again, hi everyone.
Hey all. Yeah, they all start like that.
Okay. I'm out of here. No judgment. Let's keep the faith. Let's protect our democracy. Let's try to be kinder.
All the way, there's no opposition to all these things.
No one's mad at this.
No. Yeah.
Let's try to save the planet.
Good.
Let's try to be more generous.
Good.
Let's look to find peace in the world.
Good.
Yay, Ken.
Yeah, Ken. Great.
What does this have to do with Twitter?
And also, based on what? Based on what?
He wasn't even... He wasn't even talking about Twitter. He just tweeted this, and they were like, yeah, that's part of the roundup. Yeah, let's put that in the post.
Like, this might be like... Like he was like he quit his job.
Yeah.
Like, I thought this was about Twitter. You're like, nah.
Yeah.
Cause
you could, he just like left Sam's Club at Walmart and was like, I'm out of here.
He's like, no more judgment. Keep the faith. Let's protect our democracy. Got it.
Cool.
I don't know who that guy is, but
no, I don't know who that
but
is.
But we're not making fun of the point of this is the self-absorption.
Yeah.
That we're all these things are good.
Yeah.
But you go, hey. Like, what does Ja Rule have to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do something about it then.
Do something.
Elon
about
bought
it.
A company.
Yeah, he was straight up.
What can you and your rich friends do?
He finessed free speech.
Sure, you guys could have pulled together some money and bought something.
My guy like, bought free speech.
Do something.
Yeah. And also,
free speech isn't free. It costs $44 billion.
My man owns free speech. Yo, free speech is going to cost you $8 a month. But listen, I think the, what his plan, like Twitter, first of all, can only go up.
Yeah.
It's so, so toxic.
For sure.
So you can, he's like, hey, I bought, what's the company that was like at zero? Like somebody bought it at like, somebody bought Blockbuster. Like, well,
GameStop.
It's at nothing.
Yeah.
And so if you can make this better,
mm-hmm.
What's her name will come back.
Yeah.
I'm out of here until the dust settles. Okay. Yeah. Elon Musk said something that doesn't line up with my box.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of comments, by the way, this might be a little bit of a sensitive topic. I don't know if this is a funny necessarily, but Aaron Carter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Passed away.
Really sad.
Suicide. Very sad.
Do you know what's even sadder? Sad. And I'm happy you brought this up because first of all, rest in peace and condolences to his family, obviously. What I think is most sad is that he was kind of a meme that people were poking fun at for the last like year, because he had kind of come back into like media and everything.
Kind of come back.
People were making fun of him all the time, calling him a crackhead and all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Now that he's dead,
there's
a lot of like, wow, remember Aaron Carter when he was 15 and he had this song, blah, blah, blah. And they've completely switched. And it's like, you couldn't have given that man his roses when he was alive.
And
that's so messed up.
Yeah. And you, like, all of those, like, obviously, like, all of the, like, comments where people post on my stuff, like, I don't, this is, obviously, you can't do this, but, like, all the comments about him that people have said, and I feel like, and again, we are probably also guilty of this, that we've said things about people that we would be, quote, haters.
For sure.
We would be on the other side.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, but this guy is all the things that they've said about him, all those commenters just like get their name and their address and just like, hey, Aaron Carter says publicly that these things are very hard for him. That these comments, same thing, the same topic we're talking about, Twitter, like, I'm under the impression that everybody we always talk about will hear this. Somebody, because that's how podcast people, somebody said that they were talking about me on Two Bears, One Cave. And people sent it to me. And the guy that we've talked about, his meme account, this the comedian, he goes, hey, thanks for the kind words you said about me on your podcast. Because people listen. And they send it to the person. Because people are going to people. So like, I have to be, I want to be honest about what I think and about society and ribbing people for doing, that's all we do on this podcast.
Yeah, it's fun.
But I would dare to say that I would probably look those people in the eye and say that.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
And joke about people and their—
It's in jest.
People being silly.
Yeah.
But some of those comments that people have said about Aaron Carter, and he's taken his life. And to go back to all those people who are like, hey, like when people say things about me that these people are like, I know when people are trying to be funny and trying to tear me down. I know the difference. I know the difference in a comment where you're like, oh, John, it wasn't.
When it's clever and when it's just mean.
When it's just mean. And like, not if you're like a believer in like God or like, you're going to have to like, I think be accountable for those comments that you've made. Not that.
And I think it's more so, it's just like, what are you trying to accomplish? And like, again, people are going to people. So I'm more so talking about like media outlets who have pushed this.
I saw it on ET. Or TMZ.
I saw that this morning.
And then they said, somebody in the comments is like, y'all.
You've been dragging him for years.
Y'all dragged him. And don't come on this other side.
Like, you're an accomplice in this.
But they're like, we're just...
just cover the news, though.
You're like, so-and-so's in hot water. I was like, because of this article. Put him in... People on Twitter have been saying, you put him in this water. And not that...
And now he's gone. And, like, that's it, by the way. It's over. So he doesn't see all of this stuff. And I'm sure this doesn't make his family feel any better.
No. And it sounded like the things that he was going through were horrific. Even outside of comments that like the very, very hard situation.
And blew up a child star at 12 years old, like dealt with that whole thing.
Honestly, lucky that he made it this far. But okay, I think when everything, this has also happened to me on the other side. That's some kind of like with the Liberty situation. It's like I'm kind of a little bit sensitive to the other side. Because when you have, by the way, somebody, I've said this at my live show, somebody commits suicide every 40 seconds in this country. Every 40 seconds. So when you're on that other side, and when I was in rehab, they're like, hey, do you ever wish to not be on this planet? Do you have any suicide attempts? Or do you have any suicidal plans? Do you have any suicidal attempts? So being, there's a scale there. Like I've literally tried. Versus I've thought about it versus have you started to make concrete plans? Like have you Googled it or figured out there's a scale there. But you have thought when everybody is against you you go, if I killed myself, that would show them. Mm. That's your only...
It's your only weapon.
That's the only one you have to fight back with.
Yeah.
Which, that's not true.
Right.
But that's what you start
to believe.
That's
what your mind tells you. Yeah.
Versus like, what are you necessarily fighting against? These people that... You know, like being successful and having a family and never responding, that's how you win.
Mm-hmm.
Not, but you do, I'm going to put all, like, my buddy, I have a buddy that's like in the middle of like being like, not celebrity canceled, but like in his job.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people are digging stuff up from his past. And I go, I've at least listened to a meditation that was about this. It's like, life is hard. We've talked about this before. There's a burden. Everybody's carrying this burden. And to like get it off yourself and put it on somebody else for a second lightens your load.
Yes.
It did for a second. And everyone's carrying around this. Everyone that's commented negatively about Aaron Carter is carrying it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And for a second, it'll lighten to put it on him.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got to carry your pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's like, we're looking for it's somebody else, Donald Trump or Kyrie Irving or so-and-so. It's them.
Yeah, it distracts from your load.
From yours. And no one wants to look at themselves in the mirror. So if you can say, look at Aaron Carter. He looks bad. He's got face tattoos. He's
whatever.
It lightens your load a little bit.
Right.
In the most minuscule way possible, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you continue to take it. You can take it off yourself and put it on somebody else. But like with those comments, it's like, gosh, man, I feel like we say that all the time. And I feel like the internet is, I feel like the internet is getting better at that.
I think people are getting better at the internet. I think people are starting to come around to like, oh, this is a part of our lives, especially younger generations who grew up with it. Like we as we grew up, the internet evolved and social media was introduced.
Yeah.
They've had it.
Yeah.
I think they, and that's why TikTok comment sections are so great, by the way, is because those younger people view social media as, like, oh, it's just play.
Oh, it's not a part of it.
Yeah. From the I'm leaving comments perspective and from the I'm receiving comments, like they see it as, It's just the internet.
That's a great way to put it, because these people on Twitter, that's the older people.
Right.
Like a kid would never say that.
No.
Not a kid. Someone that like...
Someone who grew up with the internet.
Yeah, I would never say that, dude. Because that's like... and then like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like don't... You can't play with adults.
I think the internet... That's a really good way to say it.
You
can't play with adults.
You can't play with adults.
I think that once like... people age out of the internet, like the older generations above me, above you, and us even.
Yeah.
I think the internet is going to be a much better place.
Yeah.
Just because people will understand how it fits into their lives and they'll keep it over there.
And I get like a comment. Somebody says a comment about me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, you're like, I got to talk to my therapist. And then you go, well, how many like likes does it have?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it, are people like related? If it doesn't, it's my video I made yesterday is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's there.
Yep.
Yeah, but.
Right.
The.
It's all kind of just throw away.
Like it's all kinda,
just do it and move on. Do it and move on.
And I feel like I've, like a lot of people are like the internet, the kids, social media, it's do. I'm like, I don't think so.
The kids are safer than the adults at this point.
Yeah, way safer.
The
adults are the ones saying it's unsafe.
Yeah, which because to them, from their perspective, it is.
Yeah, it is.
They can't get a comment and then just put their head on the pillow and go to sleep.
No, I'll melt.
They're going to think about that comment instead of like, oh, it's just a comment.
Yeah, and I get them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, all right.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, what else we got? Should we get to the last thing or no? We might be out of time.
I think we're good.
Well, Lydia.
I have a confession to make.
Oh,
make
no.
Light of this. Oh,
okay.
Lighter hearted.
Hold on.
Aaron Carter was my first crush. In fact, I have an Aaron Carter Barbie doll. And the rats aren't with me here in Nashville, but the Aaron Carter Barbie doll made it. In fact, he's in your garage.
It is?
Yes. Because you're storing, you have some of my storage bins.
And he left the note on the car.
And
full
Aaron
circle,
Carter,
dude.
The doll.
Wait, you have an Aaron Carter doll?
It's a Barbie doll. Yeah, from, because I was born in 97.
Okay.
Aaron yep. Carter's like,
he was your guy.
Around that time, it was like 2003. I was 5, 6, 7.
He's like our Britney Spears.
Yeah, yes. Mm. And I had an Aaron Carter notebook composition, like crayon box in elementary school.
Did you, Lydia, this is forever. You're saying these things publicly.
Yes.
I'm
just kidding. This. All right, hold on. It was, you have an Aaron Carter what?
No, like Aaron Carter school supplies. I was in love with Aaron Carter. Did, I think my first like dream about like a boy was probably Aaron Carter.
Your first dream about a boy was Aaron Carter.
Like I had a boyfriend and it was Aaron. Maybe Peter Pan too. But like
Aaron Carter.
Yep.
And he's,
we love him.
I'm just going to say, Alex.
Yeah.
If my public persona was at a place where I could sell school supplies with my name on it.
Oh my goodness.
I would.
Yeah.
I would. Yes. Do what you absolutely want when you pop. And if yes. there was Aaron Carter, if you in Bentonville, Arkansas, mm-hmm. could go to Walmart mm-hmm. and there was an Aaron Carter notebook.
Dude.
You win.
Oh my goodness.
You win.
Yep.
He you also kind of was school age.
Yeah.
Like, you went. Yeah. Was like you 12, win.
So.
Which is, I think, is what the part of the problem was, because like his parents sound like embezzled his money.
Yeah.
And it, but if you got to Walmart.
Oh my gosh, man.
And Walmart in Bentonville.
Yeah.
You win. You win.
Yeah.
You that's a W.
Yeah.
W.
You did it.
You did it.
There's a small group of people who have made it to that level.
That's a actually, that's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
I like that.
Yeah, my book is in like Walmart. It's mm-hmm. like they were like Walmart is gonna pick Carry it up.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's the way that you got it.
That's so cool.
I think of Walmart. It's at Walmart.com. I don't think it's in the store.
I mean, but that's my hometown,
Bentonville, Arkansas.
It's a step.
If you like, what? Who? The Travis Scott is like a meal at McDonald's.
Yes.
You win.
Yes.
You win, yep. dude. Oh, there's like Fluffy, the Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian. He had like pop up stands. In the mall, like mall kiosks.
Wow.
With merch. You win, dude. Kylie Jenner has a thing in every airport.
Dude.
In every one.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner. Well, she's winning.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody goes there. It's there.
Yeah. They paid her to put it there.
Aaron Carter, that's unbelievable. Yeah, that's
look at this. Pocket folders on eBay.
Yeah.
Aaron Carter vintage school pocket folders.
You win.
Wow.
You win. So if the girl with the rats shows up to ninth grade, but also has Aaron Carter,
she gets a pass.
We'll call it even.
Let her hang. She's got American flag flames on her car too.
All right. Should we get to the one more thing?
Okay.
Let's get to the end.
All right.
Let's get to the fact checks. Cover those couple fact checks.
Yeah. Let's hit a couple of those.
Are you going to stay, Lydia, or you got to go?
Oh yeah. It's only noon.
Oh yeah. Okay. Lydia's in. All right. We got a couple more, things. We talked about last week about the Chick-fil-A, True Kathy invented the chicken sandwich.
Right.
And we kind of went off on a little thing. We're trying to do good at?
Hmm.
There's so many new people coming to this podcast every week.
Yeah.
We try to explain the things that we've had in the past.
Yeah,
if you're new to the podcast, don't go back and start at one.
Yeah, we don't want you to have to do that.
Start right here.
Yep.
Come on board with us. Get on the ship.
You'll learn the inside jokes as we go.
Yeah, so we got a lot of things. So if we talk about something, I try to explain where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, the True Kathy said he invented the chicken. We didn't invent the chicken. Just the chicken sandwich.
Right.
And I got, there's no way you invented the chicken sandwich.
Right.
So there's a couple of people commented. What's this one say?
So this is an email from Caroline B.
Okay.
She says, hey, John, I listened to your podcast this week about Chick-fil-A inventing the chicken sandwich, and it reminded me of a restaurant in Savannah, Georgia that claims to have invented the chicken finger. It really is the best chicken fingers in town, but it's a high claim. I'm sending screenshots from their website. Here they are. And
stellar.
So here they are. This is a, yeah, that's a good submission. So this is a restaurant called Spanky's.
Okay. Well, that draws it into question.
It says how Spanky's original chicken fingers were invented.
Yeah.
And it starts out by saying Spanky's Pizza Galley and Saloon. So first of all, it's a pizza place.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
name
Spanky's in Savannah, Georgia.
Began as a dream hatched over 40 years ago by Ainsley Williams and brothers Dusty and blah, blah, blah. So basically they're just saying 40 years ago.
Okay.
They're saying that they invented the world's first chicken finger.
Okay.
And they also go on, if you scroll down, to say, if you still don't believe us, head on over to our bar and check out our designation in the official United States Congressional Record. So they're saying we got receipts.
I don't know if I can argue with that.
I mean, we're going to have to go to the bar.
If they said in the congressional record that they invented the chicken finger. All right, what was happening with chicken from
in the 1940s?
From when they started chicken.
It was only the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Wow, that's scary to think about, but yeah.
Wait, but I remember that chicken wings came in my lifetime.
Invented in your lifetime?
Stop.
Yes. No. They became at like places.
Chicken wings invented.
No, I know they're invented before me, but like the car was always invented, but like
Henry Ford became like a common menu item.
Like at a place.
Got it.
Chicken wings.
Got it.
Because you know how many wings are on a chicken?
How many?
Well, six. Because each wing has this part, and this part. And those are the things that I'm pretty sure. I looked it up one time because I was like, is a chicken sandwich? Am I killing a whole chicken for this? There's two breasts on it. So that's two. And then you're, okay, Lydia. And then there's six.
You're saying nice.
She goes, nice.
Well, the way he did his hand gesture.
No, because like, they're like.
Two breasts. Just.
Lydia, sorry. This is nice. We can't delete things.
Nice.
Can you make the title of the podcast that? Nice.
Nice. Three E's. Nice.
It was just the hand gesture.
That she's crying.
Dude,
laughing.
You got him.
Yeah, they had two breasts. Nice. No, it's like so they have like the drumstick,
right?
And then the two look up a chicken diagram of a chicken.
Okay,
like what pieces, and then the McDonald's nuggets. That's just like the rest of the stuff in the blender. But the four, there's the two breasts. I think there's go to like a diagram. All right, here we go.
Four.
There's this part and this part.
Yeah, so you get
I thought there was this part, and this part.
Two drumettes and two flats. That's what you're getting.
And on the wing.
So you're getting basically a bicep and a forearm.
So if you kill a chicken.
Is it weird to say it like that?
No, if you kill a chicken.
But you just looked at me like, oh, you nice. Humanized it.
Nice. Nice. If you kill a chicken, because the Chick-fil-A, I worked there, they have the chicken breast. It comes in like a ball,
okay.
And you have to run your thumb through the middle of it to separate the tendons to make it into like a where you can put it on a sandwich.
Mm.
It came like this. Because after, you know, like a Achilles heel, when you snap it, it rolls up into your leg.
Yeah.
And you have to separate it with your thumb. Anybody that works at Chick-fil-A would know this.
Duh.
And then, and then you got, I don't know how many. Yeah, there it is.
Here it is.
All right.
So you got the chicken breast, which.
All right. So those legs on the bottom, those are not wings.
These.
The wings are the top.
Right.
What are those two things?
These are legs.
So where do those go at Chick-fil-A? They don't even want those?
That's the thigh. They got the thigh.
Those just go into nuggets, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure everything just gets mashed up and put in the nuggets, but.
Yeah, but the legs, so that they don't offer
that'd be the that'd be the drumstick, I guess, right?
But they don't have those at Chick-fil-A. So they go, we'll take the breasts and the. I was just going to say the exact same. They're like, hey, we don't need these. Yeah. Or they put them, I would imagine they could put those into nuggets.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or strips.
Yeah, I don't think they're wasting chicken.
Yeah, so the drumstick are wings.
Yep.
So the Chick-fil-A doesn't, they have the breasts and the nuggets.
No, the drumette is the wings. The drumette and the wing.
But some of the nugget, well, where's the chicken strip from? The breast, right? It's probably three chicken strips. A chicken breast, how does a chicken strip from Chick-fil-A come there? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is
I don't know.
A pointless argument. Yeah. But yeah. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know, dude. Because this bar invented the chicken.
Oh, the chicken. All right, well, go to the other guy that said he invented something.
All right, so this other one is...
Mm-hmm. This one is wild. No, not that one.
This one. All right. Yeah. So this is from Jill C.
Stellar, dude.
Jill says, listen to the podcast today with the discussion about the invention of the chicken sandwich. On a similar note, my dad invented the grilled cheese.
Yo, Jill.
He told this fact to all of his grandchildren. They like to tell others of his achievement. My 20-year-old son told all of his Air Force buddies. Proud family here. Fact check that, LOL. That's what she said.
His dad. My dad, this is a human that lives on Earth currently.
Yep.
My dad, who must also be alive, invented grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm. And if you Google who invented the grilled cheese, it says, although no one can pinpoint the precise origin of grilled cheese, the sandwich became popular in the 1920s. So timeline doesn't really stack up there, Jill.
Speculate some enterprising individual came up with the idea to make grilled cheese sandwich, but the idea quickly spread commercially as well as in the home. So like, was there cheese sandwiches before?
And then they just dropped one on a grill by accident?
And then they go,
hey.
Yo, I think we got something.
Might have something here, guys. Someone call Congress.
That's stellar. Anybody, that's like one of those. Remember I was talking about the golf course last week?
Yeah.
About the guys like, Tiger Woods can't play here. Yeah. Like, you're like, my dad invented the grilled cheese. And then everybody in the family is like, he invented the grilled cheese. And then no one ever checked him on it.
Yeah.
And then they go, yeah, I think he did. Like, no, he didn't. He did.
That's how rumors spread.
I had an assigned Southwest seat.
No, okay, dude. Yeah. Yes, dude. Stellar. You're like, no, you didn't, though. Yeah, well, all right. I can't do much about that.
All right, we get another one.
All right.
This is from Isaac T.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Had a story I thought y'all would enjoy after listening to this week's podcast. As a huge stand-up fan, I was super excited when an announcement came out that John would be going to the Strength to Stand Youth Conference to perform the year of his cancellation.
Okay, hold on, pause.
Okay.
Yeah, when I saw the Strength to Stand, that's not something I would have taken in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
It's like the Strength to Stand conference. I go, this must be
old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I love these kind of things.
Of course, I
built my whole career on shows like that.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Of course, to my dismay, it got called off.
Dang.
And who did the conference get to replace him? None other than recently canceled Kanye West, who showed up to do Sunday service.
That's a true story. That's a true story. Wait, I forgot about that.
So you were supposed to speak at this.
This is in Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg.
Yep.
But I've done it before. It's, by the way, a monster.
Yeah.
It's a monster. I don't know if it's still going, but
I remember seeing Kanye get announced for it.
Okay.
I didn't know you yet. So I didn't know that they
If John did not know this, he was replaced by Kanye West. If not, I thought it would be a funny, humorous story. I remember so when I left my phone on September, by the way, this week I just celebrated 3 years sober.
Congrats, man. Oh, that's good. Amazing.
From that day.
Because
it was November the 5th.
Wow.
Yeah, which is unbelievable. But I remember not having my phone for 2 months.
Yep.
And I got my phone. I didn't have any social media, but somebody sent me that I was replaced by Kanye West. And I was like low-key in rehab for like working on my own narcissism.
Yep.
And I was like, let's go.
You're like, oh, this
there it is.
Hits.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
this is the article.
Well, Kanye West will replace John Crist as a Christian Youth Conference headliner, dude.
That would be one of those headlines that someone reads and they're like, oh my gosh, the world's ending.
Like, yeah, they're like, this can't be real. I got to repost that.
This is like the Babylon Bee. Like, yeah, that's what it sounds
but,
like.
But
it
that's real. Though.
Yeah, but this is real.
Hold on,
yeah.
I want to repost
that. Could be The Onion. Are we sure?
That is so funny, man.
It was replaced by Yee.
I remember seeing this because I was going to go. I was going to go see Kanye do the Sunday service thing.
And Kanye West, they go, hey, there's a gathering of like 15,000 like Christians. He goes, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds like my scene.
Yeah, I mean, say less, dude. Yeah, stellar.
That's insane.
Kanye West.
Wow.
I wonder how it went. If anyone went, I would love to know how that goes.
I'm sure he crushed.
Yeah, you want to get to the video mailbox?
Yeah, I do.
Dude, I'm nervous.
I am too. So everybody knows, we haven't watched this yet.
We watched the first
2 seconds.
And I my heart started beating out of my chest.
Speaking
and I go,
of childhood crushes.
Segway Central. Oh, man. Yes. Okay. All right. This is one of those things, by the way, if you don't know who this is,
right,
it's not going to matter to you.
Set the scene just enough to know who this person is and why it's significant to you.
And we've also talked about this on the podcast before.
Like episode 2 or something.
Okay. I used to listen to a show. We were very Christian, very sheltered, very homeschooled. We didn't have a TV growing up. There's a radio station called 91.5, which was the Christian radio station in Atlanta, Georgia. On Saturday morning, a show would come on. Oh man, I'm nervous. A show would come on called Adventures in Odyssey.
Yep.
And this show was an audio, like a show. There was like, it was an audio show. I don't even know how to explain it.
It was like a podcast pre-podcast.
Yeah, but there was voices and like there was, it was like a, you just made up the show in your head.
Got it.
They had the audio and like, there's this place called Wits End. There's a place called Odyssey was the city. There was,
it's a world. Like they have the whole world. Like voice actors.
I don't think
all
they
that.
Have this anymore.
Right.
But they were like, you know, they have like the dialogue and then they have like sound effects. Mm-hmm. And there was like, the Electric Palace was like, there's this bad guy named Dr. Blackard. He was like evil. He worked at the Electric Palace. Jimmy, but it's a bunch
you
of characters.
You know all the characters.
I know
still.
All the characters. Connie Kendall was the girl that was like the young girl that it was like, again, there was no images.
Just the voice.
And I was like, I'm going to marry this woman.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry
off
this woman.
Voice alone.
Yes. Just like how when Lydia heard Aaron Carter.
Right.
She goes, I think it's my future.
I had a dream about him.
Yeah, she had a dream about him. Okay. Well, nice. Okay. So, and I was like obsessed with this fake person.
Yep.
This voice.
Right.
And I was like, she's like, there's the old Mr. Whitaker. If people know about this, their minds are going to be blown. Yeah. There's the young, like Connie Kendall was like, in my head, young, cute, fun, great sense of humor. Yep. I was like, this is everything I'm looking for in a woman.
At the age of five.
At the age of, 5 to 10.
Nice.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Okay.
And so then we put out the, you know, send in videos.
We'll find the net positive in the situation.
Yep. And so,
the very first, again, that you didn't see it before.
No.
You just said, I think I got one.
This was we got a bunch of submissions. We'll get to all the rest of them next week, but we want to hit this one because we hit play.
My heart's beating fast.
And within 2 seconds, we said, oh, we got to cut this off and just watch it on the podcast.
Okay, Blind play it.
So here we are. Audio's on.
Oh, man.
John, hi. This is Katie Lee, and I play Connie Kendall on Adventures in Odyssey.
Stop. My face is red.
Just from the voice. You're not even looking at the screen. You're just listening to the voice.
I'm having flashbacks.
Dude, this is crazy.
I'm having what the opposite of PTSD. What's that? Like
now TSD?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Like, but it's not trauma. It's the opposite of trauma.
Oh.
PTSD is trauma. This is the wildest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay.
You
ready?
Keep playing it.
During COVID in the beginning, when you did that whole bit on Instagram, I guess, a video you made and mentioned mm-hmm. that you're okay being, you didn't mind as a homeschooler, it's no big deal being home alone, not going out because you were going to listen to a bunch of Odysseys and be in the Imagination Station with Connie Kendall. I got the biggest kick out of that. And I've always wanted to meet you. So I hope someday we get to meet. I understand you actually worked on Odyssey once. How did I miss that? Anyway, I just, thanks for the shout out.
Dude.
I'm going to cry, dude.
That's crazy.
Dude.
I'm going to cry.
This is the coolest thing.
That's the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life.
She seems so nice.
She's the nice. That's like, you know how you like, I talk about in my show about how when you meet somebody,
yeah.
You made up whatever.
Yes.
And then you meet them and then they're not nice.
Right.
It's the worst. You don't even want to meet them.
Right.
Right. That's the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, that's adorable.
I have, we're in a relationship. We mm-hmm. were.
Yeah.
We yeah. were in a relationship in yep. my mind.
Does her voice still sound the same?
The exact same.
That's crazy.
And she's had that little laugh. Yeah. Sorry, Lydia's in here. She did that.
Good thing she's here, because otherwise this would be cheating.
Yeah, 100%. She's like, I was like, hey, listen, I'm committed, but like Connie Kendall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah. Connie. That is, if people are, this is, should we put the video up or we keep her anonymous?
I think for sure.
No, we got to put the video up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. This, so people know, this wasn't just the first one we clicked on.
No.
This is the first submission.
The very first.
She was the first to the inbox.
She said she wants to meet.
Dude.
What should we do?
I think we should definitely get her to call in.
I'm okay with that.
Nice.
That's a wrap.
Dude. That was just the kindest thing.
That's so
amazing.
I said amazing.
During quarantine, I said to the about Connie Kendall.
Yeah.
And then she heard it. So yeah. Just like we said earlier in the podcast.
Yeah.
They will.
It gets
somebody.
To
it'll get to them.
Yeah.
It'll get to them. Yeah.
Did you did work on Odyssey at some point?
Yeah, I did one. I was a voice on
That's
the
so
show
cool.
when I was an intern in 2008 at Focus on the Family.
What was your character?
I was a look up John Christ Adventures in Odyssey. I was a circus conductor. I go, hey boys, get the ladder over here. That's all I had in one line.
Nice.
Yeah. And then
that was really good though.
Yeah. It was something like that. Yeah, Avengers, and I was a one voice. But dude, if you, that's gonna blow people's minds,
dude. That's
to
crazy.
See that video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that is so crazy, man.
Don't you can't send me that submission. You know, I don't need her number. I don't need.
I'll just keep that in my inbox.
You keep that. Yeah. Okay. If I'm like, if it's like, hey, late one night, I'm like, hey, Alex, you got that?
Yo, I need Connie's info.
I just want to hear that little laugh.
I'll be like, no, John.
Okay. Hey, can you send me the video?
No.
Wait, I just want to hear that. Also, her name's not Connie.
Wait, I was just going to ask, is that her real name?
Dude, she used to, well, that sounds, it's like a funny, there, she used to go into this like chamber called the Imagination Station.
Dude, you are in the zone right now.
You know the Imagination, you don't know it. Do you know it, Lydia?
No, that sounds know. Like Mickey Mouse Club.
No, imagine she would go into the Imagination Station,
of
and
course.
Then they could like they had this little city, and they when you go into the Imagination Station, you could go back to like the Boston Tea Party.
Oh, cool!
Or you could program.
Oh, it's like Magic Treehouse.
Yeah, and you could go to like all these like historical events.
Mm-hmm.
You could go back, and then the characters would be planted in there, and like there's like all these scenes from it. That's how you'd learn about history.
That's cool.
And so yeah, I'm not trying not to go into the Imagination Station with Connie Kendall.
Dude,
but
that's
yeah,
so cool.
Wild. There's also,
yeah, that could take a different meaning now.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah. There's also a guy named Eugene that she was like kind of dating Eugene.
You didn't like him.
Nah, yeah, I didn't like him. Yeah, he was like the nerdy. I was like, there's no chance.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what happened in the show, if they got married or not.
He's just a placeholder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the that's like
the first submission, dude. That's crazy.
Is that her?
Dude,
it is her.
What do you mean? Are you kidding me?
Is it?
How can it not be?
John can't believe it.
Let's listen again. No, I said.
Let's listen again.
John, hi. This is Katie Lee, and I play Connie Kendall on Adventures
in her,
Odyssey.
Dude.
During COVID, in the beginning, when you did that whole bit on Instagram,
not
I guess
a bit.
A video
it was sincere,
you made and mentioned
right.
Being that you're okay being. Yeah, you didn't mind as a homeschooler. It's no big deal being home alone, not going out, because you were going to listen to a bunch of Odysseys and be in the Imagination Station with Connie Kendall. I got the biggest kick out of that. And I've always wanted to meet you. So I hope someday we get to meet. I understand you actually worked on Odyssey once. How did I miss that? Anyway, I just... thanks for the shout out.
Where is she, by the way?
In a car.
She's in a car at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, she must have heard it. And she's like, go to the Connie Kendall, go to YouTube and see what Connie Kendall's voice. Because you'll see if it with the fact check. This is really her. It has to be her. There's no way. Yeah.
Katie Lee is her real name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to one of the.
Yeah, this is her.
Oh, and I'm like the sixth. I'm like, yeah.
Perfect. Don't tell me what happened. I want to see it.
That's
Samson
not her.
Was crying
yeah.
like a baby. Oh, well, you see the bug.
No, let me fast forward.
Yeah, that's her.
She's in here somewhere.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not. There she is.
Oops, my bad. Oh, and again. Oh, and there's another one. Little Miss Butterfingers, that's me. And here goes another one. And another. There, are you happy? Had enough? Now, how about those orders? Are you ready for me to fix them? Yeah, that's what I thought.
That is wild.
Dude, that's so cool.
I don't even know what to do with this piece of information. I'm going to have to, I gotta.
Talk to your therapist.
Yeah, we gotta.
Gather your thoughts.
I gotta break that down.
Yeah.
We had a situation out last night at like Red Door. And then we were like, when drive home, I was like, I need to like process this for a little bit.
Yeah.
So exact same. I gotta think about this. Wild. I wonder where she lives. We have her on the show.
We can get her on.
Yeah, we get her on the show. Yeah.
God, imagine if she's here.
This is all too much for me.
Get her in studio.
I need to break this down in real time. I can't. I saw, you know, my response when I heard that for the first time. You mm-hmm. just clicked it.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. It was just a woman in a car. So I pressed play.
Nice. All right. This is fun for Lucas, because Lucas probably listens. He probably listened to Adventures in Odyssey.
Those would be good for him?
For sure. He listens to it right before. No, he's already listened to it.
And then it's us.
Yeah.
We come on right after Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah, we come at this is late night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adventures in Odyssey. Lucas, that one's for you, buddy. Good night, buddy. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.